All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel from the ESPN 97.5 SportsMap 94.1 studios of Gal Media in Houston, Texas. We've been kicking it all afternoon with you. If you missed any of the show, as I always tell you that you should do, go back and if you missed anything, ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, check out the hours that you missed, or podcastarena.com has the podcast as well. But one way or another, catch up, because there was some good stuff in the first 2 hours, but we appreciate you taking us along for the ride in hour number three. As we continue to make progress towards the Blitz at 4, they'll take you till 7.
Shout out to Rico. He texted the show, said, I'm sitting here for some medical stuff that makes me nervous. Listening to you two is keeping me calm and entertained. So thank you, guys. Good luck, Rico.
Good luck, Rico, for
sure.
Yeah,
man.
Take care of you listening. Yep.
Take care of your business. Also,
hope he's not an uncle, by the way.
Oh. Plenty of folks tweeting us the video of David Carr crying.
He's no
definitely
doubt.
Ugly crying. I mean, like...
Whoever said that it was like a baby that got scolded in their candy, it's perfect.
He did try to tough out that injury that was not on his throwing arm the week before, so he looked a little tough.
ESPN's showing it right now, and they're zooming in. He is making the stink face. He looks like he's definitely crying.
Yeah, he's crying.
Isn't it amazing that he was in the Pro Bowl, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And that everybody, and then they signed him to the big deal and thought, hey, Raiders got their franchise quarterback and then some, and he's not going to be anything near the bust that his brother was.
So Manny just tweeted us and said, Derek Carr said, don't even waste your time with this big bro. On the ground, I yelled, get me up, get me up. Then I got to the sidelines and yelled again, not one tear, not one time. There's the truth. People will click on it because it sounds crazy, but stop playing with me.
This is the Rondo spit incident.
I mean...
I didn't cry, There's video. That was sweat.
Yeah.
I mean,
the
come on.
Face, I mean, I don't know. That didn't look like a I'm in pain face. That looked like a I'm crying face. But hey, what the hell do I know? I'm just... All you can give is your opinion. Looks to me like he was crying. Oh, well. I mean, again, I don't care. I mean, we've established the fact that I'll cry at just about anything.
But
in the NFL, it's
about
a tough guy
tears,
league.
Not complaining.
Yeah, both. But in the NFL, it's a tough guy league. And you can't, I mean, no matter what, be a tough guy.
Yeah, and they're blaming at him crying for losing the locker. But, I mean, I don't think there's a big secret. Gruden's trying to change things up, and it doesn't look like this is the season things are going to happen for the Raiders. So,
do you think, are you suggesting that it's a conspiracy?
I'm not saying it's a conspiracy. I'm saying it might be true that he lost a part of the locker when he started crying, for sure. But this team was going downhill before that.
I think you bring up an interesting point, though. I wonder
maybe
if it's being planted by...
You got rid of Mac.
Gruden and his crew.
Which I thought was impossible, like not going to happen.
But remember now what I told you about even when the season started for the NBA. The agents are going to plant what they want, which helps their client like Jimmy Butler get to a new destination. And that whole setup with Rachel Nichols and all the things that happens at practice. But the teams also know how to fight back. And this is, look, smoke screens are all over the place, and it's a very interesting, it's not that far off. It's possible that teams are also trying to plant, or because if you're the Raiders, you're not going to plant it because of the fact that you want top dollar and top value for Derek Carr to try and get your money back on what looks like a really bad deal right now. But if you're another team, if you can get him at a discount, yeah, you still got to pay the rest of his salary, but guess what? The way that I was reading this morning, if they release him within a certain amount of time leading into next season, they're off the books. They can get rid of the rest of the contract completely. There's no guarantees. Okay. So that's something to consider as well.
But I mean, I guess ultimately it boils down to whether or not Gruden actually believes in Derek Carr, and he hasn't really revealed that. And I think Only he knows that.
But
maybe other members of the team know that, but...
No, you can go, but you're right. But he has never directed it completely at Derek Carr. But if you go and listen to all of his post-game comments and the way he's critical of the position and the way they threw the ball and did other things, it's not the way John Gruden was trying to make Brad Johnson sound like a top 10 quarterback. It wasn't the way he supported his quarterbacks of the past. He has poo-pooed all over Derek Carr all year, and that's the first thing that kind of gave me the indication of, oh, he's not his guy.
Yeah.
For all the time in that classroom on ESPN with all these upcoming quarterbacks where he really took a liking to some of these guys, it's the exact opposite with the way he talks about Derek Carr.
I wonder if he did that with Carr when because he used to do that every year.
Yeah, every year. And it wasn't just first-round picks. He'd go back a little ways if there was a name or a guy. And Carr was a high pick.
It'd be interesting to see if he sat
it's
down
good
with
call.
Him.
It very is. Very much is.
How that went, by the way. A couple of text messages before we move on to another topic. Sitting here, that was Rico. He said, by the way, he meant you too, but he also meant you as well, Nick. He said, I'm listening to you too, but he wanted to make sure you were included. Don't worry about Nick. It's whatever.
L.U. Dillon
does.
Care. L.U. Dillon worries about Nick.
Yeah. Yeah. ATF said, I'm in Koontz, Texas.
Koontz.
About to fix a lottery machine listening to y'all. Well, this is Koontz.
So if he's fixing the lottery machine, that means it comes out.
Yeah. By the way, has anyone won? It's like
1.6 billion.
We just enrolled in Patrick Creighton's little
deal. I saw y'all get in on that pyramid scheme. Did you see me leave that group? Hit me up with that.
So you think we're idiots for dropping the $10? And
yes.
What if we make?
If we win,
you're not getting a penny.
Let me ask you a question.
A penny.
Fine. Quit. Bye. Let me ask you, both of y'all. Let me ask you a question. If I had your money in my hand, and a $1.6 billion lottery ticket with 15 of you jamokes in a group with no contract. Do you trust Patrick Creighton with $1.6 billion in hand to come back and be honest with you?
We got it documented, though.
Why wouldn't you?
It's not a contract.
It's documented.
Wait, it doesn't matter.
Why wouldn't you trust Patrick Creighton?
It's not legally binding. You can't be like, oh, well, he said on Twitter
Patrick
that he
was not going to screw us over.
Are you kidding me? $1.6 billion to make you do some dumb stuff?
Is it all the way up to $1.6?
That's what we just said, yeah.
Let me tell you what.
Doing it.
Let me
nuts.
Tell you what. If I had this idea and everyone pulled their money and I'm the one that went and bought the tickets and won $1.6 million and it won, you
now
would never
you,
see
on
me.
The other hand, I realize I would not have trusted.
I would be gone. With my 1.6. Actually, I wouldn't. But
you, I
wouldn't
would
trust anybody because it's
Creighton,
happened before.
It's happened a lot of times where people
you know
in an office pool. Okay, they're still going to get theirs.
There's like 10 people in that group.
But they don't have an appetite for destruction. It's just going to be, he's got enough. There's been plenty of lottery stories where the office pool won and they split it up.
I'm just saying, if you're going to put in $10, you're better off just putting in your own $10.
Well, believe me, I have no choice on that either. My wife's a firm believer that we're playing it when it gets this big.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, of course, babe, on your way home, can you stop by the Shell?
No way. Somebody just texted, it's $2.2 billion now?
As of the last night that they didn't win, it got to 1.6.
Yeah, there's no way. We heard that,
at least,
by the way.
You got a text?
Okay, you just...
No, mine stays on a padded thing over there.
Oh, please.
Just let you know.
That's a lot of money. I don't know if I can trust Patrick Creighton with that. That's 2.2? Is that really the truth?
Yes. And now you've given him your money to go out and get that $2.2 million.
It's probably not I mean, we already got two thieves under the Gown Media umbrella. One is Raheel and two is Barry. So
me?
Yeah, for stealing those screens. Thief.
What screens?
Mic screens.
Oh, the mic screens that AD had in that drawer.
Bitch. That was community property. You can get I didn't go in anybody's mailbox and take that. That's out there for anybody to go and get.
Nick, did you notice that?
And
by
I
the
got
way,
you
when,
one.
When we were in the kitchen getting coffee,
I gave you one, punk.
Today, Raheel had just come out of the mailroom.
Oh yeah, I did hear you say that. That wasn't nice. You be taking jabs.
Raheel came out of the mailroom when Nick and I were going to the kitchen,
him down?
And I was like, "Hey, just looking to see what's up in the mailroom."
Patting him down, make sure they didn't take nothing.
Need a towel or some.
L.U. Dillon said, can OU Mike give us a rundown of the Trump rally last night?
Well, he's on hold.
Yeah, we'll get to him.
Do you want to do it now? So,
we can
we
if you want.
Minutes.
Yeah,
we got
we
2 minutes.
Might as well. Because otherwise he'll get stage fright and disappear.
Let's get it out of the way. I mean, let's go to it. OU Mike, what's up?
Doesn't Houston feel great again after last night?
All right, hang up on him. Just kidding.
No, I'm looking at Trump trying to hustle these votes. Man, if he wants to sway this vote. just send a caravan of buses to go pick those people up, bring them here, and then kind of cull through them and do your research once they're here. And, man, everybody will be right along with it. But the reason I called was about the lottery. I was standing behind a man who appeared to be of Middle Eastern descent this morning. He was a customer at the store, and he was trying to do lottery, and people behind him were all aggravated. And of course, me, I'm giggling to myself, and I thought, what if someone that wasn't from the United States up to about a year ago, that's kind of disgruntled, don't like the United States, you know, and kind of don't like, what if they hit the lottery? I mean, heads would explode everywhere. That's all I got.
Oh, boy. I knew it was coming, and I knew it wasn't going to be good.
It was just too long.
It's like you're driving down the highway, and there's a wreck on the side of the road, and all those people have to slow down and rubberneck. You know you don't want to, but most people do it anyway.
I had an idea.
That's what I felt about that call.
Yeah, I mean, I had an idea where he was going when he went with the whole Middle Eastern descent. I knew it was going to go down that road, but it was just long. It was just long, that's all.
Now, you know that the rebuttal is going to be a lot of people said that he was standing behind a man in line.
Yeah, that's a good call. L.U. Dillon said, Joel, Mrs. L.U. Dillon also plays with it once it gets big. He's talking about the lotto.
Yeah.
Dillon, idiot.
We only mentioned you because he keeps an eye on Nick.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, we're going to continue to roll on, so hopefully we can straighten this whole thing out and get it back on the tracks before we take it till 4 o'clock. And hopefully you are with us as well. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, and we'll continue to roll forward, hopefully, with progress being made. But right now, I do want to tell you about progress being made by the people at Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing is here to help you. We know that there's still people trying to dig out from the hurricane and get things right with their roof. Well, a lot of people acted real quickly, and they didn't realize that there are storm chasers out there, deposit thieves, sketchy roofers. They want to get your money up front, then they do bad work, and they take off before you can do anything about it. That's not the way they do business at Fitz Roofing. They are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet that criteria to get that elite status. They got it. You need it. Go talk to them. CertainTeed shingles are the best. Of course, they use them. And they are dedicated to the people of Houston. They're not going to jump ship and leave town. They also have a nonprofit they've set up called Fitz for Families. 10% of their profits go back into the community to help people that need roofing repairs and a new roof and can't afford to pay it. That shows you that they are going to be solidified here in the Houston area for a long time. They got an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor, and it costs you nothing to get a free, no-obligation inspection today. All you can do is call 832-521-3001, or get to fitzroofing.com, FITZ roofing.com. Regardless, you'll find out in a hurry. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give a
f***. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the big show. An hour to go before we turn over to the Blitz. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a Tuesday. We're working on Way Back Wednesday. If you want to keep throwing suggestions our way, more power to you.
What do you guys got?
About what?
About suggestions.
I don't know if we got many. I think we have one on Twitter. We don't have many
suggestions. There's a couple. People said hitting it big, making money, getting rich. Someone said Halloween themes.
But I think Halloween falls on
someone
next
said
Way Back Wednesday.
Sharing bodily fluid songs. I'm like, if we go past a kiss, I think that's porn.
Yeah. I'm not down to try to pick 8 songs about sharing bodily fluid, you weirdo. Who suggested that?
I'll find it on Twitter, I believe.
Freak. Yeah. Manny sent us something that says, keyword if, from the Texas Lotto, if there's no jackpot winner for tonight's $1.6 billion Mega Millions, jackpot for Friday is $2 billion with a cash value of $1.142 billion. y'all can kiss Patrick Crane's ass goodbye. He ain't bringing you your $1.1 billion back.
I think he will.
He's gone.
He actually was direct messaging us on Twitter. He's listening.
Patrick said, is a trustworthy
dude.
Yes,
absolutely right.
I don't trust him.
Obviously not, because you aired it out on him.
I have a rule that I live by. Never trust a man with a goatee.
Okay. Joel, you had a goatee for years.
I used to, yeah.
That's why he hates you so much.
No, I only said that because AJ shamed me into shaving my goatee.
Oh, did he? Bust his chops for having it.
But I didn't want to have to say it because then Patrick Crane would be like, Perry's a dick. But it was just a joke because I had one.
He says that anyway. I mean, he was saying that in the car the minute that he heard what you just said about him and lottery tickets.
Probably. He did tweet the three of us and said, actually, the court has ruled verbal contracts on office pools are binding. So, since it's all in that Twitter feed, that you could delete, you thief!
Screenshot.
Yeah, you better get a screenshot of it, is all I'm saying. I left the group, and if I regret that, I'm going to be so mad. Dude, how mad would I be? How many people were in that group? There was like 10, right?
15. 14 or 15.
15.
Oh, God. Could you imagine? I come to work. When is the drawing? Tonight?
Yeah.
I show up tomorrow, and everyone's gone except me.
Well, we're sitting around in the bullpen, feet up, like, going, yeah. Going to be a good one.
Told you so.
Do you know how pissed I would be?
You'd be pretty mad, as you should be.
I would be so angry. I hope
Barry
y'all
will walk in. We're all sitting there with our feet up going, Barry, what are you going to do with your money? Oh, that's
God,
right.
I hope y'all lose.
I do need to screenshot that, though.
I hope y'all waste your money.
I've been more proactive on Snapchat.
Oh, really?
I have.
You seen a lot of boobies?
No, not yet.
No?
But what it does is, like, you know how
you're
they used to...
a lot of booby pics?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting for them to get bigger. But
boobies?
They used to pride themselves on, like, I guess after 24 hours, everything just kind of, like, deletes. Or
yes.
Well, I was messaging someone, and then all of a sudden the message pops up.
They screenshotted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
That's because back in the day, Snapchat a lot of times was used to send nudes. So a chick would send you a nude, or you'd send her a nude.
So screenshot that.
And then it would go away, and you didn't have to worry about it. But if they wanted to save it, the only way to do it was screenshot it, and it would let you know that they did.
Dang, I got to delete all those messages I sent to Stormy Daniels, man. All of them.
What about the ones to Mia Khalifa?
Nope. I didn't slide in her DM.
Guess her cup size.
We were trying to get Rachel to get her on the show, but she never came through.
Yeah, she didn't like you.
She came through.
You shot your shot, though. Good for you.
God, that we got.
But maybe I shot your shot for you.
Yeah, you kind of did. That's right. You were the one who set up that tweet, you a-hole. I do remember that.
One of the greatest tweets we've had recently, too, on stuff that you started.
What?
After you started Fart Sharara, I thought that it was hilarious that someone said, let's see if we can get Fart Sharara to have more followers than Rocket, the New Jersey sponsor for the Rockets, when I said that they only had 150.
You should have just created one, bro.
Followers.
You created two.
That's so funny.
Combine them? And Fart Sharara could be on the Rockets jerseys instead of Rocket.
That is too funny. I wonder, man.
I'm not going to call him out, by the way.
Look, if you won the lotto, Nick, and you had, because what's your cut of $1.1
billion? I wouldn't
know.
Well, someone broke it down for us last week when it wasn't quite to a bill yet. And even after all the taxes and everything.
Well, the other,
like,
thing you got
to
ask is
48% of it or whatever it was.
Well, who's going to make the decision as to, are you going to get like a lump sum and I guess pay?
You get to make the decision.
Right up
do you
front?
Want one lump sum payment or do you want
spread out? But who's
going to
make
over?
That decision in this group of 15? Is it Patrick?
I think it's got to be a
isn't
vote.
It one?
I think we all have a vote.
Okay. We didn't really clarify that. Just
either
saying.
Way, you're getting paid, so you don't have to worry about that. So, Barry, what are you going to ask him if he does win it?
So, if you... Okay, I was doing the maths here.
Mm-hmm.
You each... Ooh, that's a creepy number. You guys are all going to hell.
Rich.
$66,666,666.
I'll go to church with my check.
66 cents.
How about that? I'm in this...
So, you have... Okay, here's my question, Nick. With your $66 million, that's after the cash option and all that, would you buy the logo on the Rockets shirt and put Fart Sharara there?
I absolutely would not. Why would I do something stupid
waste
like
the
that?
Money.
I mean, you got to get your brand out there.
I might put my brand out there, but it's not going to be Fart Sharara.
That's your brand.
No, it's not.
It was genius marketing on your part.
It really wasn't. It wasn't on my part at all. Completely out of my hand.
I mean, it seems to be pretty active on Twitter.
I'm not going to say who it was, but a friend of mine, when the announcement came out on Rocket, and the quote followed from Tad Brown saying that we found a company that aligns themselves exactly with our core beliefs and values of winning and championships and success and everything like that. And they texted me and said, read between the lines here. What he's really saying is, we tried for a year to overprice it and get paid and just realized desperation sets in and we got to go with whoever made the first offer.
That's probably pretty accurate, huh?
Because a lot of these teams were getting millions of dollars for that logo
and Nick,
on the
you
jersey.
Have 66 million.
Nick,
I don't have no company like Bumble that's sponsoring teams.
But you have
teams.
All the money. You throw can just say, screw it, it's funny, and I get tickets and suite tickets and parking and all the things.
Think about that.
Let us win the money first and then actually get it from Patrick Creighton that decision.
Will you just at least promise me if you do win, you'll do it?
Not a fart. What? Why would I promise you something
Nick,
like
it's
that?
It's a verbal. We already know, man. It'll stand up in court.
Exactly. Here in the state of Texas, according to Patrick Creighton, a verbal agreement is binding.
But think about it. If you do it, you get sweet tickets and all those other things. And there's a good chance in L.A. at Staples Center, you could be next to the director of fan security right on top of all the action. It's all possible. If all you got to do is put Fart Sharara on the jerseys, and you're the biggest sponsor they have.
Nope.
So here's a couple of way back Wednesdays before we hit the break. Josh and Beaumont said songs about waiting or procrastinating. Somebody said songs that make you cry. That's pretty good because we were talking about crying earlier. Mm-hmm. You should do 8 songs about having all the money. That's from ATF.
See, I thought I've gotten a couple
about being
of
rich or money.
I told you that was one of the ones I had gotten to.
Oh, is it? Did you say that? Because I haven't heard that all show.
No, that's just because you weren't paying attention to Joel.
Did he say that?
I didn't hear it either. You might be lying. I don't know. I'm just trying to instigate
trying to
a fight.
Throw me under the bus?
No, I'm just trying to instigate
bands
something.
With siblings in them? In excess AC/DC White Stripes?
No. I like the money idea. But I'm going to let
you guys
pick
I like the Mega Million idea, too.
I'm going to let you guys pick it.
We got 2 votes. Done. Mega Million songs.
Okay.
Right? Songs about being rich?
Songs about money.
About money?
Yep.
Sure.
I'm going to go fill out mine right now.
You didn't sound very enthused when I...
Yeah. You know why?
Well, now you're going to have to come up with your own Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah. You know what? If you don't like it, you come up with it.
If you're shooting it down, you got to come up with one.
Yeah. That's Done. How that works.
Take us home, Hoss.
I'm taking us home?
Yeah.
Why am I taking us home?
Because.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Rap 94.1.
Yes.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Hey, here we go. Final half hour of the show on The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride on a Tuesday. Ken is calling from a city that we have already declared on this show is near and dear to our heart. Beaumont, by the way, we will be at Luke's Ice House in the Big B on Friday. We already know that Nick has a fan club there. So if you want to stop in and say hi, stop on by Luke's Ice House, 1 to 4 p.m. On Friday, and then the Blitz will be there after us. So we always appreciate the crowd there. But Ken wants to talk about Mega Millions. Ken, what's up? Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. Me and my buddy were talking last night about it, and if we hit the $1.6 billion, we're going to hire Charlie Sheen as our life coach.
Just wear protection if you do that and follow his lead. That's all I'm telling you. Just a little bit of a pro tip there.
Right. There you go.
That's funny. Appreciate the call, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Appreciate it, man. Didn't he have the HIV?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I just said.
I know, but that's what I was trying to. I mean, I know he had other stuff too.
No, yeah, that's why I said it. Okay. Because now there's actually court cases of women he's been with going, he knew he had it and gave it to me unprotected sex. Just
not a good role model.
No, and if you hit the lottery, you want to be around for a while.
Yeah. Have you watched that his show, Two and a Half Men?
You can ask me that again?
No.
Another TV show?
I never got into it. I mean, I think he was a funny dude.
He used to be.
He could be a hilarious guy if his head is straight, but
some of his movies were good. I was never a fan of Two and a Half Men. I tried to watch like the first episode or two and I was just like, this sucks.
Couldn't get into it. It's not for everybody.
Both guys.
Some dude on a plane was watching episodes on the way to Portland. I was like,
both guys were good in movies.
Yes.
Both guys, John Cryer and Charlie Sheen, were good in movies.
Agree.
But in the TV show, I'm with you. I was just like, nah.
Nope. So you did watch it.
No. I mean, I've seen one here or there if someone had it on the TV, but I didn't watch the show.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
I wouldn't go check the guide and go, oh, Two and a Half Men's coming up. I'm going to stay home and watch that.
Would you download it on your phone and your laptop or your iPad so you could watch it on a plane ride to Portland?
Absolutely not.
I downloaded Ron White's new special. Ron White still has it.
Is he still holding that cup of whiskey?
Yes. Right. As long as he's doing that,
then I'm going to keep watching Ron White.
He's got a new special out, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, he was a funny dude. I don't remember a bad special.
You can tell he's getting old now, though, because he's dressed up. He's wearing a suit, and he talks about things that old guys talk about. But, man, that dude still has it.
Yeah.
Still one of the funniest, so...
Dr. Dre on 290 has told us that the updated one-time cash payout, if you choose to take it with where it's at now, is $904.9 million.
We're getting conflicting numbers then. Why is that the updated one? Because the official Texas Lottery Twitter said $1.142 million.
Billion, you mean?
I mean billion.
I don't know. He said this was as of Tuesday. Well,
I think I'll trust the Texas Lottery's Twitter over Dr. Dre.
But this is a lottery ticket.
He's not even a doctor.
This is a lottery ticket that is stating. Why are you trying to fight with me?
I'm just going by what I'm reading. What does that say? Texas Lottery, blue check mark, $1.142 million cash value.
Okay. Well, here's the deal.
You're going to some fake-ass doctor, and I'm getting it from the official Texas Lottery.
Using the whole fist, Doc? Moon River. All right. We'll move on from that one. So last night you were watching the game.
I was.
Okay. Yep. I was too, going back and forth. Nick, you were too. You said you actually heard this live, but this is a conversation we've had prior. NFL players don't exactly like to potty in the locker room. You're not supposed to do that. It's almost like an unwritten rule of football. You're not supposed to go to the locker room. No, you're supposed to do it on the field.
Yeah, two things. You don't cry on the field, but you do pee on the field, apparently.
And amongst other things. But some people didn't know that. I think most of the viewing audience last night didn't know that. But Booger McFarland was there to explain it to you and tell you exactly the way it's supposed to go down.
Now, Lisa says, don't worry about Odell. Nothing but a bathroom break with...
You know, back in my day, Ted, we would do that on the sideline. I didn't need to go to the back for that. We just kind of sit down on the bench and do your business and move on. That's what we did.
Boog, that's too much information.
No, it's not. Listen. These diva wide receivers wanted to go to the bathroom. As a defensive lineman, we didn't go to the bathroom. You sat on the bench, did your business, and you got up.
Oh, boy.
Ugh. That's real.
Thank you, Boog.
I mean, that's just real.
I mean, I remember Travis Johnson talking about it from the Texans' perspective, and he said the only time you got to be careful was when they were wearing the white pants.
Big shock that a dude named Booger pees his pants. Big shock.
Look, I'm not going to call
the
wide
receiver. Next you're going to tell me Fart Sharara won't take a break from the show, he'll just poop his pants right here on air. Right? Just Fart Sharara poops his pants on air, Booger McFarland pees his pants on
the field. But that's
what
I was going to say. Unless you're Brian Barrett and you sit to pee, why do you have to sit on the bench to let it go? Because it gives you the impression he ain't peeing.
Just throwing him under the bus.
Oh, no doubt about it. He said it before.
He said it on the air.
Yeah, he said it on the air.
But here's the deal. Like I'm not going to call you a diva wide receiver if you choose to use the bathroom
that's stupid.
Normal person.
Like, yeah.
But if you don't drink water and I pay you millions of dollars and you say I don't like water, I'm going to have a problem with that. He deserves every bit of criticism, Odell Beckham Jr., for that.
He said he didn't like water?
Yeah, the other day.
Yeah, you missed a lot in Portland,
didn't
you?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't really like water. It makes me feel slushy. And he got killed for like 5 days. Yeah. It was terrible.
What does he drink? I don't drink water, really.
Probably Gatorade.
Yeah, okay.
But when you have to get off the field and take an IV because you can't keep yourself hydrated, it's a problem.
But he meant on the field he doesn't like it.
All the overthinkers that were saying this morning, hey, look, the defense was on the field. He had plenty of time. What if a turnover happens and they need they're in crunch time or the time's running down and you need OBJ on the field and everybody's like, where is he? Oh, he ran to the restroom.
Well, when did he go? When did it happen? At what point in the game?
I don't recall. It was the last game,
and they asked him about it. Like, why did you go?
We're talking about what point in the game, when he went.
I don't know. I don't remember that part either.
Because I didn't hear it. Obviously, I was in Buffalo Wild Wings, so I couldn't hear the audio. Yeah. But I mean, you're right though. If it's fourth quarter.
It wasn't fourth quarter. Okay. I believe I want to say it was first half. But at the same time, if it's first half, but there's like three and change on the clock, and you get a big turnover, and you got to, you know, matriculate down the field with time running out, and you don't have your best player,
yeah,
that would lend credence to the fact that you could pee yourself, get out there and do what you need to do, and then at halftime change your pants.
I think we should do that for our show.
No, we already tough it out.
No more bathroom breaks.
No
if
way.
If you got to pee, you just pee your pants.
What do you think that
show?
Painter's bucket is below the desk?
You just. No, bucket. You just pee your pants. You don't get to use the bucket.
No.
We're just all going to pee our pants on this show.
Speak for yourself,
I like
sir.
It.
Yeah, no.
Maybe we could get, like, Depends sponsors.
Mr. General Hygiene over here.
We could get, like, an adult diaper sponsor. Guys, come on, work with me. We can make some money off this.
It's about time.
Pee our pants and get paid. Yes! So the Week 8 Power Rankings are out. I kind of have a problem with something.
Okay.
All right? All right, so I'm going to give you your top 10 going backwards. Mm-hmm. Of your NFL power rankings. Mm-hmm. Tell me if you have a problem with any of these, mm-hmm. all right? And okay. I'll give you a hint. My problem is within the top five. All right,
shocker.
So 10, Philadelphia Eagles. 9, the Carolina Panthers. 8, Pittsburgh Steelers. 7, Baltimore Ravens. 6, the Minnesota Vikings. 5, the Chargers. 4, the Saints. 3, the Patriots. 2, the Chiefs. 1, the Rams. Any issues with that?
First of all, to me, Philadelphia's fallen off the planet to even be in the top 10.
Okay. They're down 6 spots. They have a losing record, and they have them at number 10.
I'm glad Carolina's ahead of them because they just beat them.
Yeah.
Because that would have been a travesty
there.
Yeah,
up 13 spots to number 9.
I mean, look, I'm trying to think about it from your perspective, who you got a problem with in the top 5.
I have a problem with the Saints ahead of the Patriots ahead of the Saints.
Okay.
I think right now the Saints are playing really good football. I know that their defense is not great. They're giving up 27 points a game. They're 5-1.
Can I tell you why though?
Why?
Because they should have lost last week in a lot of people's minds.
But the Browns should have won every game they played.
We don't know the criteria, but I'm sure people are looking at that game going, the Saints haven't exactly dominated through to that record. They've had some close calls.
But if you're going to do that, I mean, like, if we're doing the shoulda, coulda, woulda, the Browns
should have beat them too, right?
Yeah. But I'm saying the Browns are 25th, and they're 2-4-1. They literally could have won every single game that they've played in this year.
Okay.
Every single game. So you're not going to, I mean, you're not giving that to the Browns and putting them in the top 10 or 15 or whatever because they're 2-4-1. I just feel like right now the Patriots are a good team. Don't get me wrong. They deserve to be in the top 5. I think the Saints are one of the 3 best teams
so
in the NFL right
them,
now.
You're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't know. I mean, the Patriots have 2 losses. They just tumbled a couple of spots. They struggled against the Bears. I mean, the Bears put up points against them.
The Bears actually had a chance, yeah. Right? And then the Hail Mary comes up a yard short. But the Bears were in that game the entire game.
Because if they get to that, what did he get to, like the 3-inch yard line?
Yeah.
If he scores on that,
you're going to overtime.
And anything happens, they're 4-3. So you can make the same case if you're making that argument about the Saints should have lost. The Patriots should have lost too.
Yeah, I mean,
could have lost.
I was saying to you during the break, though, it's just so Patriots-like that Josh Gordon's going to work out for them.
Boy,
had a huge game last week when Gronk was out.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like you just kind of knew when they acquired him that this was one of those deals where unless he just absolutely can't get right, this was one of those deals where he was gonna fit right in and be what they needed.
Yeah.
All right, we got one segment to go on the show, so we'd love to hear from you. 713-780-3776 or hit us up on Twitter where we normally are checking tweets even after the show. But we'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. It's Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment of the show. It's the usual suspects on a Tuesday. It will be a way back Wednesday, and we have agreed. Is that correct? It's official. It's final. Songs about being rich, getting paid, money, more money, more problems. More money, more problems.
I'm leaving it up to you guys.
Can we just agree so we can move on?
No. You guys tell me what the topic is.
Songs about money.
Okay.
That is the topic for Way Back Wednesday.
Cool. And send.
Would I'm not cool surprise that. Me in the least.
I didn't even put up a poll last week.
I don't even get excited to participate in these anymore. By the way, we didn't have a poll. Yeah, we didn't have a poll last week.
I didn't even put up a poll last week.
And I won. That really
I don't
pissed me
know
off.
How do you win if there was no poll?
Because I decided that I won.
Did you?
Yeah.
Or you just read all the tweets that voted for you.
I'm the people's champ. And I'm the person that made that decision. So there. Can I ask you a question?
Okay, go.
All right.
Ask away. So, I'm sorry. I'm a bit distracted. I'm a bit excited, as you guys know.
Yes.
I just found out that, hello, Mr. Gal. Who's in there? Who's in there with you, sir? I can't see.
Robin is extremely infatuated with the screen surrounding Nick and not the two people in the fishbowl.
That's true.
So if we go and pretend like we're swimming in here, it's because that's what happens.
Yes. Okay. I had to say. So I'm pretty geeked.
You should be. Very good news.
Just found out I'll be featuring for Gilbert Godfrey.
Did he confirm it?
Dang. Yeah, confirmed. Yeah, it's in El Paso, so it's a long-ass drive to go do it. But a couple
That's
of weeks.
Great.
Yeah, I'm pumped about that, man. That dude.
John Parker.
Legendary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, suck it, John.
Yeah. I don't think that they're going out and getting people that suck at comedy. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, and they've got a little thing on their website for it's a special 2 day. Because usually when you work this club, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Okay.
So it's a long week.
It should be because getting to El Paso takes that long.
For this one, Friday, Saturday, that's it.
Okay.
But well, there's a Thursday showcase he wants me to do, but so that's pretty cool. And he didn't change the
believe me
the,
for that the gig. If he wants you to do the laundry, you might want to say, I got the tide. Now I'm on my way.
Here's why, man. Because I was just talking to my buddy Chase DeRusso, who fantastic comic, fantastic human being. I couldn't be happier for him. He's been touring with Joe Coy. I don't know if you guys know who Joe Coy is.
I do not. I'm not going to lie.
I do not. Have we featured him on the show?
Then
we
I
don't
have
know
not
him.
Because he's not
then
from
I
Houston.
Don't know. Right.
But he was like comedian of the year this year, and Chase is out there featuring for him. I was telling one of the comics in Portland that, man, our Houston comics right now are really representing. So Chase DeRusso is out there on the road featuring for Joe Coy nationwide, or actually worldwide, I should say. Mo Ammer, who we just featured because his Netflix special
came out. We featured
on
the show. This I know.
He is featuring for – he is Dave Chappelle's feature on the road. My dude, Bryson Brown features for Bruce on the road. My guy, Theo Taylor, who I want to actually get on this show. He needs to send me some stuff that I can play, but he is a feature for Carlos Mencia. So we got guys that are doing some work out there, man. Houston is well represented. And that's why I get excited when you get a big name like that you get to work with. Cause you never know. Cause all these dudes just picked up a weekend with these guys at one point. And then out of nowhere, they worked with them, and those guys were like, hey, I like what you do. I think you're funny. You're easy to work with. Go on the road with me.
See, Nick, we're trying to win the lottery, and he just wants the headline for Gilbert Godfrey. He's going to cash in.
Good for him.
No, I don't think I would be doing it for Gilbert Godfrey, but I'm just saying general, when these opportunities come up, it's a good deal. And make no mistake about it. If it happened, I'm still doing radio.
Does his voice sound exactly the same?
What? Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes, it does.
He does that stuff.
He's the Aflac dog.
I just don't believe it. We're never going to get a hold of that stupid.
He's not the Aflac duck anymore.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he blew
because
that.
Of the, yeah.
Because of the whole 9/11.
Yeah,
and right after 9/11, he made 9/11 remarks or jokes.
Yep.
Could have been worse if social media was more prevalent because in 2001, you know, Facebook, all that wasn't really. Social media wasn't ending people's careers is what I'm saying. You know?
Right.
In 2001. That is.
But I was watching some special on him, and they talked about that, and they talked about the fact that he was the only one to even come out and have the balls to make jokes about it. And at a time, obviously, when the country was very sensitive about it, but the point was is that that's our job as comedians is to on just about anything to point out the flaws,
try
or
to lighten
point
people up.
Yeah, or to
lighten
to,
the mood.
Yeah, and man, I don't know. I just, there's some things that I wouldn't ever joke about. But you know what? Hey, if you got the balls to do it, good for you. I mean, more power to you. Sometimes it could backfire.
Yep.
But I don't know. Yeah, I'm pretty geeked
because he
that.
Was another guy during from the MTV era on. He yep. was, yep.
And he's filthy,
killing it.
He is a filthy comedian.
That's like him and Bob Saget. I yes. always heard about were the two guys that if you just saw them on TV and in movies, you'd have thought that he wasn't.
Yeah.
Anywhere near a dirty comic, but then you hear his stuff and most people's jaw drop and be like,
yeah, he's absolutely filthy. So that would make it even more fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty
so that's
cool.
Good stuff. And we're happy because then we get a fill-in.
No, I'm not missing a day of work for that.
You have to miss one, I thought.
No, so my plan is, it's like
you
an
sure?
11, yeah. It's like an 11-hour drive. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the show.
Nick, you still got Jerry's number?
I'm gonna do
Jerry Rocha.
I'm going to do the show on Wednesday. I'll get done at 4. That should put me in El Paso at like 4, you know, 3 in the morning. I'm good.
Are you going to leave in a half hour?
So what are you
going to
do Thursday and Friday from a station in El Paso?
Yeah.
Well, you got to find one.
There is one. There's an ESPN affiliate out there.
They don't got no internet in El Paso.
Come on. Yeah, I was going to say.
Internet? Yes, there's a. I did the local sports show last time I was there.
They got
a
pay phone. You can just call in.
No, I did their local sports talk show as a guest when I was there last time. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll hook it up. Don't worry. You're not getting rid of me that easy. You can throw away Jerry's number. Ain't going to happen. Did it go good with Cody? How'd it go?
Really well.
Good. I was really a little nervous since it was my idea. I was like, oh, God, I hope this don't backfire.
Yeah,
Joel hates him.
Yeah, no, Cody was great.
Good.
And he loosened up, and we had some fun. And it
did he
really
wear, did he wear stupid shirts?
Yes, both days.
Well, mm-hmm. That's his fault.
I couldn't see. They were both remotes, so.
Yeah. Well, that's
yep.
good.
Yeah, yeah, it was good. So, yeah, we got some. We definitely got the bullpen now has a closer.
Okay.
That's good.
So, is great. It just Luke's Ice House that you guys are going to be at, or is there any other remotes that we're going to be at?
I think Friday is the next one.
Okay. Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, I'm looking at my schedule. I only have the one this week.
Yeah, which is Friday.
Right? Yes, Friday. Yeah, yeah. And there's none next week.
So people in Beaumont and the Golden Triangle, gear up for the Blitz and the Usual Suspects on Friday from 1 all the way until 7 at Luke's Ice House. We'd love to see you on Calder Avenue. Come down and see us on Friday. We still have got regular shows here in the studio Wednesday, Thursday, Way Back Wednesday tomorrow. So a lot to look forward to. And for you guys that are driving around or about to hit the car and head home from downtown or otherwise, the Blitz is coming up next. Fred, AJ, Jung, they're going to take you till 7 o'clock. You do nothing but yet get entertained for another 3 hours on the shows here on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
This is ESPN 97.5.